Okay, let's have the recording on, please.
Okay, and you're going to say the state. And then Gisela's going to say her bit.
Good morning to all those participants in Singapore. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our remote participants. Welcome to the ALAC and Regional Leadership Wrap-Up Session on Thursday, the 27th of March at 0900 local time. If I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but also to allow our interpreters to identify you. We have live French, Spanish, and Chinese interpretation, and also to speak at a reasonable speed in order to allow for accurate interpretation. Thank you. Over to you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Gisela, and welcome, everybody, to this ALAC wrap-up. We have a busy agenda today. We've got a couple of statements that we have to ratify as well. But first, we'll start with RALO chairs, then the ALAC liaisons, then the review of the action items, then the statements, and then finally the chair's announcement. So let's start with a report from RALO chairs. I'm going to go into reverse alphabetical order, starting with the NORALO report. Garth, you have the floor.
Garth Bruin, sorry, I was being distracted by my colleagues. I think that we've had a really, really positive and productive week. We've put forth a number of agendas and pointed out some problems that we can fix as a community. Among these are compliance, accessibility, especially for the disabled community. I'm really, really happy with the continuing work that we do. Just as a note, I'm reading my home news, and one of our politicians is blaming internet ignorance for certain policy failure. So last week, we had our politicians in the U.S. Attacking ICANN. Now we've got the politicians attacking internet users. So I think that not only we're going into a new era of internet governance, we're going into a new era of internet blame game. It's something that we have to be aware of. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Garth. If you could just send us the link that would provide for some interesting reading. So next we have the LaCorallo report.
Sí, José Arce para los registros.
This is José Arce for the record.
If you can put your headset.
Good morning, everybody. Actually, we have been working on several topics in my region. I will try to summarize all of them. The region has worked very hard in some of our groups, the governance group, the internal governance group. This group was not fully developed in my region, a region that is going to work on the concrete objectives for the short and long terms in an institutionalized manner. This is very relevant to us. We have been working with a new group created in the region on the .country, .país, new domain name. One of the works we are going to conduct is the development of an interactive map with all the .país locations. We have also been working and engaged in the next meeting to be held in Brazil, which has taken a lot of our time. We have been making various inputs to as many fora as we can. And there is another group that is working very hard. Certainly, the Atlas II summit has taken a lot of our time. Several people from our region are engaged in the various groups. They're working on it. Silvia is reminding me of something very important since Costa Rica, when we had that fantastic General Assembly with everybody's attendance. Capacity building program was created then. We took advantage of the participation of a guest, which is still available today. This has resulted in an increased number of structures, as well as the internal growth of our structure with more groups. And this has improved the quality of our members. And another group, which is working also very hard, which is the group, well, today it is my last day as chair, and I'm rather confused. I have a mind block. I remember its name now. It's the leveling group, which is working in parallel with the training group in the development of content for our ALS to improve their performance. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this report, Jose. And next we have the report from Urallo, and Wolf has provided us with details. Is it Sandra, will you be speaking to this? Or? Well, Wolf has told us the monthly report will be the Urallo report, but if you have anything to add, then you have the floor.
He's apologizing because we divided. He has to join the European strategy meeting. And so I will just give you a brief summary on what's going on in our region. The latest action was the board seat 15 election, which, as you might have, or as you might remember, was a bit more to do than in other regions, because in Urallo, the chair took a directed vote to for his vote, and so the consultation among our members was quite a lot of work to do, to contact them all, to mobilize them. Finally, we could reach participation of nearly 90% of our members, and Wolf received his directed vote for the board seat 15 election. And another thing which keeps the European region busy, and many of the Urallo members are involved here, is the EuroDIC, the upcoming European Dialogue on Internet Governance, which is the European IGF. And we are at the moment in the stage of the session planning. After a very inclusive participation and planning process, we are now in the stage of session planning. And many of the European members are taking over responsibility, and not only from Urallo, but also from the CCNSO or from the business constituency, taking over responsibility to organize a session at EuroDIC. And it was just confirmed and publicly announced that Fadi Shehade will again be our key participant at EuroDIC. We are very happy about this. He did already in Lisbon last year, so I think this is becoming a more and more stable collaboration between ICANN and Urallo on a European level. Also, our new European Vice President, Jean-Jacques Sahel, we know him already from previous EuroDICs. He's coming from Microsoft to ICANN, and we had a very good relationship in the past, and we are really happy that we can continue this good relationship now on the ICANN level as well. That's from our region. Other more information can be found in the monthly report. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sandra. So next we have the AP Rallo statement.
Thank you, Chair. Cyrianos Vardanyan for the record. For the last couple of months, you can imagine how busy the region was. because we were hosting Singapore meeting, and we did a lot of work on having yesterday this AP Roller showcase, which I hope you all enjoyed. And a lot of efforts were put to for preparation stuff, and also to sign an MOU with official MOUs with AP NIC and AP TLD. I think this is a very good step forward to have this official relationship, and it will be very helpful for the region in future. Another important stuff which we achieved during this month was adoption of a new AP RALO ROP rules of procedures which we developed, commented, sent consensus call to all ALSs, and finally during yesterday monthly AP RALO monthly call we adopted the new AP RALO ROP charter, which the new item in it especially is the opening the doors for individual memberships, and we for the coming months we will finalize the procedure for how we are going to include individual members in AP RALO, and we have already received a couple of interest people who are emails from people who are interested to become an individual member. So we'll be developing these rules and procedures for them to become full members of AP RALO. One of the main highlights also, I would like to mention the ICANN Accessibility Task Force working group. Oops. Ooh. Yeah, wonderful pictures, Glenn, and thank you. It's really, I think AP RALO in red looks wonderful, don't we? yeah, so enjoy the pictures a little bit. yes, this coming back.